Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and man, the Olympics this year are really fucking frying everyone's brains extra crispy, aren't they? And with me, I have...
Now more than ever, we need the truest words of the last true journalist in the world, Guy LaDouche.
And...
Welcome to the podcast for all the balance and none of the... Wait, this is the wrong card.
God.
No. That's my show.
Man. Wait, did we get those mixed up in the office again?
Probably.
Did we discotheque me again?
Fuck. This is going to throw off our entire fucking promotional strategy. By the way, speaking of discotheque media, fucking Keykiter?
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. Will they have the balls to license the anime?
I hope somebody does, because I will say it right here. Overhated.
Wow, that is
a... Yeah, I'm one of those people, yeah.
That is a take.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
And they got, apparently, a show that ran on Spike TV once.
Yes.
I barely remember it.
MXC.
I was never much of a Spike TV guy. Like, the only show I ever watched was Thousand Ways to Die. Like, the only reason I know that show existed, well, the one that got licensed, because I don't know if anybody saw that, Spike TV iceberg video that was going around a while back. It was by that...
Yeah.
I think his name was Billiam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Television.
The reasons why I know no Slam either, well, Thousand Ways to Die and Afro Samurai, that's it.
I know far too much about Spike TV from that era because I was a part of that audience because I was a dumb, stupid.
You know, we all make mistakes, but we grow out of it. But anyway, here we are, episode 361 of this podcast. How's everyone's week been going?
Well, my week away from... everyone and everything did not really go according to plan. You see, I have what you would call a really bad HVAC system. And that sometimes it doesn't like to work. And sometimes when it's trying to offset all of the water it has to run through to keep the air conditioning going, it gets stuck in the very, very cheap PVC piping that was installed in it. And if it gets stuck, it seeps through the air vent, and it seeps into my carpeting. So I have to go and buy another carpet cleaner, because the one I have is broken, because I can't disassemble it. It's one of those stupid things that's sort of all one piece, so you can't tear it apart. $180 down the drain to fix my carpet, which I had to spend a couple days doing. Several times over. Not fun.
Does not sound fun at all.
No, it is not fun. This is what happens when the people you rent your house from send you shoddy people to work on your house. Can't wait to get those pipes replaced in a couple years. If I'm still living here, I hope I'm not.
Good luck with that. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, I could say my week has been well. I will say that I enjoy having 2 days off work, as in 2 back-to-back days off, not just a day off there of work again, then day off there. It's like, again, it feels like, oh, this is what the feel to have to put my days off, just me not doing shit. Even though it's not other, because I have to do real normal stuff like mow the backyard. Granted, I did it twice last week because, well, the grass is hot thanks to rain. And when you think of it, Friday it rained again, which... Yeah. Once again, the hot, the weather, like, with High End Reigns, it's worse. Again, I said already, but yeah. Yeah, it's like, again, the whole world is sweating.
Yeah, that does not sound like a fun time. Anyway, as for me, well, there's kind of been, like, some decent stuff and some bad stuff. First, I'll start off with the best news. I have now officially been together with my partner for 2 years.
Yay!
Yeah, I am very happy. They knew I had podcast stuff tonight, so we couldn't, like, have a celebratory thing, but we will have a movie date later. And also, they drew me another little picture thing to commemorate the occasion. It's kind of our tradition. It's on my Discord. I think it's really nice.
Yeah, I know it's on the thing. Yeah. It's cute.
I just really like them a lot. They're the best. Also, I decided to, since I had a free trial of Amazon Prime, I decided to stream a movie that being Shin Kamen Rider. You know, since we were on the topic of tokusatsu earlier, take this with a grain of salt, since my only other Kamen Rider knowledge is that Fudo P.I. anime that came out recently, but that movie fucking kicked ass.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fucking wild. I require more now. And then in kind of the lesser news, I forget if I've mentioned this, but I'm having to make some adjustments to my diet because my doctor said that I'm possibly pre-diabetic.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blood work results said there was a vitamin D deficiency and some other stuff going on. And I did find out that it does run in the family to some extent because my grandma is as well, so fun.
Oh boy. That does suck to hear.
Yeah, that means having to figure out the beverage situations as I drank way too much Coke. Yeah. So that's gonna be fun. I mean, I could probably figure out the food situation pretty okay, but that's probably my biggest obstacle. And can't really think of anything else other than the fact that I am looking forward to the Splatfest this weekend. I swear to fucking God, there is no way that Team Rice is going to lose. Rice, motherfuckers! Remember?
But will you be welcoming people into the rice fields?
Goddamn right, motherfucker! Welcome to the rice fields.
Something rice cooker.
See, Mark gets it. Rice cookers fucking slap. They are one of mankind's greatest inventions, and I do not trust rice cooker haters, even though I live with one. But that's neither here nor there. So, now that we're all in a good mood, let's move on from that to the usual business, which is, of course, mainly song discussion. This is a nice big song buffet for us to talk about. So, as always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us and pick up some new tunes for, you know, your playlist, market calendars for new albums, all that jazz. So, let's start right at the top here with this new song from Ginger, the Ukrainian metal band who are getting ready to do a whole lot of touring pretty soon. Like, you know, all across Europe, Latin America, North America. Yeah, they got a lot of dates. So, seems like a good time to ramp up the excitement with this track here called Someone's Daughter. And as expected from any given Ginger track, it's definitely got, like, a whole lot of moving parts that it kind of cycles through, like a myriad of riffs, all kinds of melodies, other rhythmic ideas across its runtime, from all like the chugging, lowing guitar syncopation and the higher range chords with a lot of the those kind of like tech death noodling leads and such, to the various tremolos and the groovier passages, a lot of the multi-layered clean and aggressive vocals from Tatiana Shmeluk, and of course a lot of the dense, intricate drum patterns. Again, it's definitely a lot. It's got a lot it's trying to throw at you, but it's still pretty damn good for a Ginger song.
Yep. The guitars sound meaty, the drums sound crisp, the bass line slap, and Tatiana's vocals are as excellent as ever on here. Now, Katie, this is how you make a song about empowerment against a patriarchal society, with loads of guitar riffs and guttural vocals. And fire. Lots and lots of fire.
Now, there's an idea. Actually, no, I don't want to give KDB her ideas.
No, she probably screwed all up anyway, or her producers will, or her handlers, or her label, or Katie herself, because, ooh, that song tanked.
Boy, did it ever.
Number 63 on the Hot 100. That's not good.
Ew.
No, it is not. But let's move on from talking about that to... Oh, hey, Alex, you want to tell us what's going on with this new Tribulation track we have on the docket?
Sure. I will give my very brief synopsis of this new Tribulation track, Tainted Skies. Go away, Consequences Sound. I don't want ads clogging up my screen! Ugh. So, they have a new album coming out on November 1st, Sub Rosa in Aeternum. I forget how you're supposed to say the A-E thing, but, you know, whatever. I can explain this track as gothic metal stylings crossed with post-punk and The Cure. A little bit of heavy, a little bit of soft, all with a very low, menacing feel to it. It's an interesting shift. I mean, I could take it or leave it on how it's mixed together here, but, you know, consider me curious for more, for what else they've got cooking.
Yeah, I can kind of dig this one. It falls pretty firmly into a lot of their recent territory ever since I was, like, you know, first introduced to them by Alex here. A lot of that kind of psychedelic, gothic metal tendencies. It's pretty solid and a reliable banger. I dig it.
Yep. Very cool. And, yeah, good to see that they're going to be touring America later in the fall with Opeth. More on them later.
Foreshadowing.
Haha.
But... speaking of future events and such, well, I mean, all of this technically happens in the future, but, you know. So, we've been hearing a lot of activity, of course, from Better Lovers, that being the Every Time I Die supergroup with Greg Pucciato on vocals. We had an EP from them last year, and now we finally have word of the band's full-length debut album, titled Highly Irresponsible, coming out October 25th. And, of course, we have a new single here called A White Horse Covered in Blood. Now, there's an image. So the energy for this song pretty much starts up right away, as you can probably expect. It's got this pretty bombastic, but still relatively straightforward set of rhythms and riffs from the band, with a lot of alternating between, like, single-string guitar twang and a lot of really satisfying syncopated guitar chugging. Eventually, the song kind of builds out into this really great halftime groove, with plenty of those more, you know, upper register guitar chords before this kind of really big, satisfying breakdown outro. Of course, Greg, as always, sounds fantastic. It's all very, very satisfying to listen to, and, well, we have a few months, so let's see what happens.
Yep. I would like to classify this in a new subgenre. Mike Patton core, because this is chock full of stuff I'd hear from the more aggressive side of Faith No More and Mr. Bungle. Maybe it's just Greg's vocal delivery on here. Maybe that's what's doing it. And let us never forget the fabled words of one George Costanza. It's not a lie if you believe it.
One of these days I'll watch Seinfeld.
You should. That's in reference to some of the song lyrics in here. It's funny.
It do be. Now, moving on to the next track here. Oh, hey, look, the alarms are going off. And they're in Mark's house this time.
Okay, they're in my house. Let's see. Okay, that's both James ringing and... oh, look, the alchemist ringing.
And yep. Both of them
again. Yep, it's those time again. So, I mean, so you know, earlier this year and, well, last month, both James had, you know, two projects with, you know, with Nicholas Craven and Cliff Williams, and they figured, you know, we haven't heard from him in a while, with him and somebody else, The Alchemist. Now, even though this is more of a Lucy, we ain't heard else of an album, which I hope comes this year, because, I mean, it's been a while since, you know, the last project. Yeah, I suppose. And it got a single called 10 Pints. 10 Pints. And, okay, and I will say something with this very soulful guitar synth, the soulful guitar going on with, like, Okay, that is some. I mean, that's some sweet. That's some sweet soulful guitar. Or this is so rightfully. And I mean, and of course you got Boy rapping on here. Right here, basically stuff like first one the drug zone to cook up on an air fryer, cooking all these rackies to the neck, can't get a dollar out of me. Although I will say, the song is very short. It's like 2 minutes. It's like an interlude, and then when it ends, it just reverses back. Like, okay, I mean, it's more of a little piece of what I'm hoping might hear in an album form soon. I mean, again, I expect another Bodhi Alchemist album this year, or at least, I don't know. Hopefully it ain't near December like you did last time. But
yeah.
For sure.
Gotta love those last minute surprises. But anyway, moving on to the next track here. Oh hey, look at that, it's another Jamie XX solo one.
And you know, gonna have him out In Waves coming out September 20th. And if he's not an artist that I have listened to but never talked about in full in here, and that's a Tronic group or basically Pundaphonics group, the Avalanches. And they played with a song called All You Children. Now when I say Pundaphonics, like, yeah, it means there's like, you know, it's how they piece, you know, different sounds to make a track. The name of the song isn't on top of right now, but okay, both of the piece that sounds good. Like to me, the Avalanches are all like a group, or like they're like a group that really got to me, or they really just, you know, connected with me around like 2016, like the album Wildflower, which is actually very good, one of my favorites of that year. One that I should have put on my list when I was first doing this shit. And of course, and I think they've been around for almost two decades on three albums. Like, for example, the first one, 2000, the second one, 2016. I want to recommend one track to y'all. It's called Frankie Sinatra, which you'd be surprised who's featured on there. Yeah, but song itself, I think it's one of the more interesting Jamie XX pieces that I heard recently. Like, again, I think it is more than just using their technique of, you know, sampling shit and just putting it pieces like that. Like, that kind of works for me. And of course, you get the visual of basically you staring into the thing. Well, you see the visual. You see the visuals of that shit. But yeah, this is, I think, one of the more interesting Jamie XX songs that I heard.
Yeah, this does have a pretty good vibe to it, especially with a lot of the like the bassier synths and such. I can dig it. Might have to listen to some Avalanches at some point. Moving on to the next track here. So, earlier in the year, we had an interesting collaborative effort from Kevin Abstract, formerly of Brockhampton fame, that being, you know, doing a song with Lil Nas X and all. But it looks like that's not the only collaboration he has in the belt, and while we have no clue if there's any sort of EP or album possibly around this coming anytime soon, we do have this new song here titled Creek, which sees him working with rising R&B artist Nourished by Time. So, as you can imagine, compared to, like, you know, the last album we got from Kevin, which was a lot of a kind of radio indie alt-rock type stuff, this one is very firmly kind of low-key R&B territory. The beat is pretty minimal. It's just kind of like this very subtle keyboard melody that kind of carries everything, with Kevin pretty much taking, like, a majority of vocals as he kind of sings and raps, like, his usual kind of melancholic lyrics about, like, you know, unrequited love and similar other romantic struggles and problems, with Nourished by Time mainly being there to provide a lot of, like, very eccentric vocal textures and ad-libs throughout. It's definitely a very interesting pairing. I'm not sure it's my favorite thing in the world, but again, it is interesting to hear how they play off each other nonetheless. Maybe I just kind of wish there was, like, a bit more of a Nourished by Time presence here, you know?
But it was slowly sort of like, okay, this is kind of odd. Odd, interesting in a way. It was like, okay. The song itself is fine. Like, okay, the Duke is just war nurse by time, but I'm good with what I see here.
Yep, cool. Now, moving on to the next track here. Mark, want to tell us what's going on with Mr. A$AP Rocky on this?
Okay, sure. So, it's been a while since A$AP Rocky released an album, as in 2018, with Testing, which that one album just grew on me of how so much stronger he could be and how, you know, it could be, you know, somewhat more unique is coming. But of course he was one of the targets of Drake during that beef when he, you know, we named him for some reason. Although A$AP Rocky did shot at him before. But yeah, anyway, coming out this month, the long anticipated Don't Be Dumb. We got a single here called Hijack. Featuring Jessica Pratt, which I'm pretty sure I don't know who she is, but
I looked it up. Apparently, she's, you know, a singer songwriter type. She's been around since the early 2010s. Her most recent album actually dropped this year.
Also some additional vocals from Creepy Good and John Batiste, which I get the features a little bit, but as the song itself, A$AP Rocky has been going more of a more someone off and well maybe on maybe okay maybe not off and guard more you know somewhat arty type of thing I mean type of I be going for like. Okay. I will say in the first place, it goes like, "Fuck your hoe, cause you like that, yeah, bitch, pretty, I might wife that, niggas swear they pippin, sky pippin, get your wife back, or you need to trip fuck them different, know you like that, or I guess basically he's Mr. Rihanna, which again, that's a good flex, yeah, if you ask me." Most everybody says a good flex. Okay, and of course got Jessica Pratt this thing on the verse, which I know it's more singer songwriter shit, but like, man. It's fine. I mean, I'm more interested in what the album's gonna be like considering what her's gonna be producing or featuring in there. Like, I know there might be a Tyler feature, the production from Metro Boomin, Madlib, The Alchemist, Dance Casino, which I ain't heard in a while. This is something that I came here for, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have much to add here, so moving on to the last couple of tracks here. So, how about that Brat Summer that all the kids are talking about, huh? The kids.
It has been interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
The kids are talking about it. The co-workers, the president, the mailman, the guy at Jimmy John's who made my sandwich over the weekend. So, yeah, I will admit, I still have not listened to Brat. I will get to it eventually, I promise. But we're bringing it up here because Charlie XCX has dropped what I'm told is a second remix of a track off the album.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The first one was "Girls So Confusing" with Lord, and this one, let's just say it turns up the heat just a lot of bits.
Yeah. So this one is called "Guess," and it features Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
she is here to shoot her shot.
So, Alex, I'm going to need you to, you know, go first on this one, because obviously, like I said, I haven't listened to the album yet, so I'm not sure what to say, like, in comparison, like, between the two versions.
Okay, so here's the deal. Guess was a track off of the what's it called?
The deluxe album.
Not, yeah, Brat. But yeah, the deluxe version. That's okay. Called. Yeah. My brain's still kind of fucked right now. I can't remember things, but yeah, it's been a very interesting album to see how people react to it. There were a couple of extra tracks released on the quote unquote deluxe version. This is one of them. It's a very short, you know, two and a half minute or so, you know, dance bop. Very, very, you know, heavy, booming dance pop. And so we have Billie Eilish here to do a guest feature on here. A guest feature on the song Guest. Yes. From the album Brat, and it's the same, but there's three more songs, so it's not. I found out what the name of it actually is. But,
I still love that title.
Yeah, so the mood of the track is aggressive, you know, dance pop. Like, in-your-face, hypersexualized dance pop. It's sex-positive, in a matter of speaking, especially when Billie comes in on her verse. She closes out her verse with the line, "Charlie likes boys, but she knows I'd hit it." Okay, I may play for a different team, but did it get really hot in here all of a sudden? Like, this is some unhinged level of shot shooting she's doing on here, and I can respect it. I can admire that level of, you know, down bad shooting your shot type stuff.
Yeah, not gonna lie, she's got more game than Scott the Waz's bedroom.
And if this is what shoots Brat up the charts after the first day Spotify numbers for this song, which were massive. I know it doesn't really much doesn't mean much to all of us, but like, it was big. It was a very, you know, big, you know, release on here. If it can shoot the album back up the charts, I believe this and the Chapel Roan album are fighting for number one on the UK charts. Whew, there might be some legs to this album after all. So Brat Summer may continue on past the summer.
Yeah, yep. So it definitely is a bop. I do have one comment, though. I'm not sure if this is entirely off base, but, like, does this song technically qualify as wet-ass pussy for hipster white chicks? I'm only half joking. I'm really looking for the answer here.
I mean, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong, but you probably shouldn't say that out loud.
Now I got two remixes. I wanted to call this Brat, and it's kind of the same, except there's more tracks than before, so it's not.
We have fun here.
Yes.
But now to move on to the last track here. Another one that I will let Alex take the lead on, because this is definitely one of his fortes, as it is.
Okay, so Opeth. They are coming back with a new album, The Last Will and Testament, out on October 11th. This is going to be their first proper concept album since Still Life, which I believe was back in 1999, I think.
Man, that's a long time.
Yeah, obviously, there are different band members now than there were back then, and for Blackwater Park and Deliverance and Damnation and Ghost Reveries, but, you know, whatever. This is an album that I can aptly describe is based off of Succession. Primarily the themes around the show Succession. If you know, you know. And so for this track here, I don't know how to say it. I'm just going to say this one. I don't know how you're supposed to say it. It's a short track. It's just under 5 minutes. It's a radio edit. That's all we have available right now. But, folks, the growls are back.
Oh my god.
Michael found his voice again on this. It's been so long.
Oh, I mean, man.
Watershed was how long ago? 2008?
Yeah. That was a while ago. You know, it's occurred to me, there's probably a lot of metalheads right now that lost bets and owe so many people like $20 a piece.
Yeah, we thought, you know, we'd never hear Michael do growls, you know, in the studio again, considering Opeth has been on more of a classic rock-infused prog odyssey for the last decade or so. But, yeah, this does have those, you know, slower grooving prog elements. I refer to it as the late 2000s Porcupine Tree styles. But yeah, the growls are back. That's very good. The structure is very solid. Again, there are different band members in the band now than there were, you know, in the peak era. I still miss Martin Lopez. I hope he's doing well. Let's, yeah, bring on this wild adventure that's apparently based around Succession. I'm curious to hear the rest of this album to see just how deep we can go with it.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued. Because, yeah, it's been a while. Fuck. I mean, that very last album they came out with was 5 years ago. Jesus Christ, the last Opeth album we got was pre-pandemic times.
Yeah.
Just let that bake your noodle or something, but yeah, it does have a pretty reliably consistent groove with, like, this very driving 6/4 double kick thing. You definitely still get some of that, like, sort of creepy, proggy etherealness. Like, specifically those really weird, like, you know, keyboard melodies and synth progressions and all that. And, of course, the growls being back, the guitars being super heavy, and whatever this concept is. I still haven't watched Succession. I'm not one of the cool HBO people. But I am very intrigued to see what the bigger picture of this album looks like if we're really going to get back into some heavier Opeth territory. That's going to be fun. But, yeah, that's pretty much all the songs we have to discuss on the docket tonight. That pretty much leaves us with one other thing to get to here since we don't have any proper news, and that is the new album releases for the week of August 9th, 2024. Starting up at the top, we have the newest album for the band Fucked Up with Another Day. From the band 4 Years Strong, we have their new album Analysis Paralysis. Apparently, there's a new Logic album dropping this week called Ultra 85. From King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, we have Flight B741. From the singer-songwriter Biba Doobie, we have This Is How Tomorrow Moves. Of course, from Mr. Lewis Cole, we have his new album, Nothing. Looks like we're getting a new posthumous record from Ryuichi Sakamoto with Opus. Fitting title. If you're a fan of J Balvin, for some reason, he's got a new album coming out called Rayo. And supposedly, take this with a grain of salt, some places said it was happening this weekend, some others were like, eh, but it looks like there's probably going to be a new Big Sean album out this weekend called Better Me Than You.
Yeah, they didn't mind nor for another thing. You didn't go for that day because something might happen.
Yeah, so
I mean, think about it. You know, Big Sean released a track the same day that Like Burst, the album came out with Like That, with the Marvel Verse. Yeah, that happened. And No one paid it to Big Sean, so yeah.
Ugh, bad timing.
Very bad. But, yeah, now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
Well, still for the time being, this show, my other show, Discord, other Discords, maybe somewhere around, go listen to Fire Tools covering one of the worst Rush songs they ever wrote, Tyshawn. It's very good. Trust me, it's very good.
And Mark, what about you?
Of course, someone mentioned me on Twitter, even though I don't be on there that much, except just to, I don't know, just lurk or whatever. And of course, my site, MyHype1HowAboutThatWorks.com. I am writing a story right now. I'm just keep it easy on the wraps for now. I'm going to do some other things. Maybe anime review coming soon. Hopefully. I don't know. But we'll see what turns out.
Here. And as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, Robert at SuroResolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SuroReso. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website, SuroResolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all that good jazz. And, of course, be sure to find the link to our Discord server there, so you can be immediately notified whenever anything new goes up on the site. And that'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, be back next week with more of the usual weekly business, and, of course, the album roundup for the month of July 2024. So, until next time, with the finale of My Hero Academia now in the rear view, once more for the road, God damn it, All Might!